You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings.
Boys and girls, and welcome to Seedlings. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. Today, we're going on an adventure to find the meaning of Christmas. But first, what do all good days begin with? A prayer. Repeat after me. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come on to our show today so that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Thank you for saying yes to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boys and girls, our producer, Alex, is going to introduce the very story he wrote. Let's go.
Hi, boys and girls. Thank you, Monica. And today we're going to be listening to the story, The Christmas Adventure of Country Mouse and Weasel.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too. I can't wait. Let's go!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Down south in Dunedin, Florida, Badger was king of Pinewood Forest. He was a very old king, quite like myself. Being that he was old, well, you see, he was set in his ways, and sometimes his stubbornness got the best of him. King Badger would order around the other animals, and when it came to taking advice, let's just say he had a knack for not wanting to listen to the other animals. He liked to be in control of everything. And so, when things got rough, he kept up his domineering ways, because that's the only way he felt he could remain in charge. Alongside King Badger was his advising assistant, Weasel. He, on the other hand, was very playful and fun-loving, but sometimes he could be very loud and cheeky. Most of the animals of Pinewood acknowledged Badger as their king. But like any community, they didn't always approve of the way he ran the forest. And one of these disapproving animals was Weasel. One day, Badger took a walk in the forest with Weasel. And this is where our story begins.
Weasel, stop lagging behind and keep up.
Yes, yes, sorry, sir.
What is this Christmas nonsense and a new king I hear about?
Well, you see, Badger. Your Majesty. There seems to be rumblings around this neck of pine wood that humans, well, they're going to be celebrating a new king!
Ah, I see. I don't have to worry, for I am king of pine wood.
I say this with the utmost respect, okay? Like, honestly, but some of the animals, they're saying that this king is the king of kings!
That would mean he's my king?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But I am king around here. I am not supposed to be worshipping. All of you honor and worship me. King of kings. King of kings. I'll see to it that no one forgets who their king is. Weasel, come with me immediately. I must call an assembly tonight.
Great! We can have a party! We can get the birds to supply the music. Man, we haven't had one of these parties since... well, since you became king.
Listen here, Weasel. Being king is not something you can have fun doing.
So why are you calling this party? I mean, assembly, of course.
Just do what you need to get everyone down.
Do you really expect the birds to show? I mean, I know you're the king and all, but you still live in the ground, you know what I mean?
With that, the two of them split up, and Weasel did what he was told. Before evening came, Weasel went to King Badger's underground palace, and as he approached the entrance, he saw soil flying everywhere and coming up out of the ground.
Just what are you doing down there?
I'm making my home bigger so that everyone can fit.
But you live in a palace. What do you need more space for?
If you want to help, go find some glowworms and light up my home.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now Weasel was adding a few more glowworms last minute to the palace, and King Badger was starting to pace nervously about, because this talk of Christmas and King of Kings was worrying him. Soon enough, the animals made their way a couple at a time down to the now brighter-looking palace.
I bet some of you are wondering why I called you here tonight. Apparently, the humans are celebrating something called Christmas. And a king who is to be the King of Kings. I want to send out two of you to find out what Christmas is all about. I would go myself, but I have to look after this kingdom. For I am still your king. Any volunteers?
I want to go on the king's quest. I've been out in the city once before to visit my cousin the city mouse, so I can find my way around.
Now Weasel, who is always looking for an adventure, said,
I think it would be wise if maybe I go too, since I'm your right-hand weasel. I mean, man, figuratively speaking, of course.
Okay, Country Mouse and Weasel. See what you can find and report back to me as soon as possible.
No, wait! I can't go with him. The moment he and I are alone, he'll gobble me up and blame it on a stray cat.
Well, I've got to tell you something, Country Mouse. That does sound delicious, but I suppose for the sake of this forest, I could make an exception.
Near the camping ground, Weasel found a clump of leaves under an overcut oak tree and was resting comfortably with his eyes closed, about to drift off to sleep. And all of a sudden, he heard the rustling of leaves. He opened his eyes and... he saw a Country Mouse walking timidly towards him.
Oh, what is it now, Country Mouse? I'm tired. Can't this wait for tomorrow?
You're not really going to eat me, are you?
Do you really think I'm going to eat you? If I was going to eat you, don't you think I would have done it already while we're here alone in the dark?
Well, what if you eat me while I'm sleeping?
I need you, Country Mouse. Besides, everyone back in the forest is counting on us. Here, take my leaves and try to get some sleep. We've got a big journey ahead of us starting tomorrow.
Country Mouse took the leaves offered by Weasel and laid them down to make a place for her to sleep. Looking over at now sleeping Weasel, she thought to herself,
Oh, that was nice of him to share his leaves. Maybe he won't eat me after all.
Before they knew it, morning came and Weasel and Country Mouse were woken by the noise of caravans pulling out of the campgrounds. They both looked at each other, knowing that this was their chance to make it into town. So they quickly snuck into a nearby open trailer that was being loaded up with camping gear, which was connected to a Jeep Wrangler. Soon enough, the trailer was all packed and was pulling out of Pinewood Forest. country mouse jumped carefully onto the side railing to avoid the gear that was in the trailer and made her way to the back where Weasel was watching their home get smaller and smaller as the vehicle headed into town. Weasel was very quiet and looked somewhat sad. Country Mouse looked at Weasel, who was dangling his paws over the edge of the back of the trailer with his head down, and said to him,
"Don't worry, everything's gonna be okay. Come, sit with me."
Now, the ride into town wasn't too long a distance, but it was hot. Country Mouse and Weasel were accustomed to the dampness of the forest and the cover of the trees. The open sun was getting rather hot, so they covered themselves under a sleeping bag that was unfolded to protect themselves from the sun. The Jeep drove into the parking lot of a local mall and stopped. Country Mouse and Weasel peeked their heads out of the back of the truck and gasped as they took in the bright lights of the cars, store signs, and lampposts.
Oh, this must be Christmas!
We found it!
The two of them hopped out of the trailer and were running towards the entrance of the mall, excited as ever to see what Christmas was all about. Country Mouse and Weasel were running alongside each other, stride for stride. Weasel ran through an open door and was startled by the sound of a sudden impact. Country Mouse ran straight into one of the unopened glass doors.
Looks like the door was tired of being a subject of the knock-knock jokes and decided to knock you out. That's good. That's really good. Ooh.
Ha ha, very funny.
Quick, how many clothes am I holding up?
4?
Well, I was showing 5, but that's close enough. Let's go.
Weasel helped Country Mouse to her feet. They ran through the door and around the corner and stopped on a dime as they were both taken back.
Wow! Look at these people, Country Mouse! Everyone's so...
busy!
Yeah, that's right! Everyone's busy!
As Weasel and Country Mouse made their way through the mall, blending in against the creamy white walls, it seemed like the mall was getting busier by the second. People were hustling in and out of the stores buying presents. Children were laughing and everyone seemed to be happy.
Your attention, please. Santa has come to town and is available for picture taking and Christmas present requests. You can visit him on the lower level in the center of the mall. Have a great day.
Everyone started to rush to the lower level of the mall.
Wow! Everyone's going to see this Santa! Oh, this Santa must be the king!
Come on, let's find out!
Weasel and Country Mouse wasted no time getting to the center of the mall. They darted between people who were all in too much of a rush to even notice them. And soon they came to something that was called Santa's Grotto. There was a white fence which made a circle, and there were children lined up with their parents all around the fence. At the entrance of the circle, there were people dressed in red and green striped outfits with shoes that were pointy that curled up at the toe. They were ushering children up a ramp to see a man in a big red and white suit ringing a golden bell.
Those people in the green and white striped outfits must be the king's subjects. See the king there? Sitting on the big red throne?
Country Mouse and Weasel hurried to get a closer look at this king in a red suit.
Come with me, Country Mouse.
And the two explorers snuck through the fence and hid under a load of hats that were red with cotton white trim.
These hats? Why, they all have fancy white bubbles on them. These must be suited for the king,
thought Weasel as he nestled next to Country Mouse.
Look at King Santa speaking to each little boy and girl, asking them what gifts they wanted for Christmas.
Have you been a good little girl this year?
Yes, Santa. I want a camera. Oh, Santa, do you need directions to our new place?
No, that's okay. Rudolph will guide my sleigh. But you can do your part. and leave me some cookies and carrots for the reindeer, please. What's your name, little boy? And what would you like for Christmas?
My name is Ringo, and I'd like a drum kit.
After a while, Country Mouse and Weasel left the mall, confident that they could go back to King Badger and explain that they know all about Christmas and this king who has come.
Come on, Country Mouse. Let's go back home and tell King Badger all about Christmas and all about this new king who has come.
Country Mouse and Weasel started to navigate their way out of the busy city and find their way home. After all, they were now walking the streets, still managing to keep out of harm's way. It was getting late.
Ooh, it's getting dark, and I'm awfully tired. Can we just rest the night by that tree over there, Weasel, please?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Country Mouse and Weasel settled under a nearby laurel oak tree located in the park. It was about 50 to 60 feet in height. They felt safe there and at home as they quickly fell asleep.
So, are you excited to go home?
Asked Weasel the next morning as they were making their way out of the park.
No, not yet.
Not yet? Why?
Well, I was thinking, why would the king we saw ask children what they wanted for Christmas? Don't you think that it should be the other way around? Like back home where we honor our king.
Country Mouse, I have to say, you bring up a very valid point.
The two of them, now puzzled as ever, slowly walked the streets searching for clues. They passed by homes that were decorated with bright lights by families, mobile soap kitchens where people were helping the poor, and schools, searching for any clues that brought them closer to finding out the meaning of Christmas. Then, out of the clear blue sky, they heard bells. But these bells were unlike Santa's bells. Maybe these bells also had something to do with Christmas. Weasel was off and running to see what this new sound was all about. Fortunately, Country Mouse was not too far behind and was able to grab a hold of Weasel's tail. She sat on it and went for a ride as Weasel led the way. The bells grew louder and louder as Weasel got nearer. And finally in front of them were steps leading up to a church.
Well, Country Mouse,
who was still sitting on Weasel's tail.
Are you ready?
You know, as much as I appreciate you offering to give me a ride up these stairs, I think my tailbone will not appreciate it as much. So how about I follow you up the railing instead?
The two animals started to run up the center railing and up the side wall of the church and managed to squeeze their way through an open window leading to the back of the church. Once inside, Weasel and Country Mouse watched through a glass door as people were kneeling.
It looks like they're worshiping that man at the altar. Country Mouse? Country Mouse?
Psst! I'm over here!
Weasel turned and ran over to see what Country Mouse was looking at. There was a beautiful manger scene with a man by the side of a woman in blue and white. There were animals in the hay, along with three kings holding gifts.
Look at this, Weasel.
It's a baby, so what?
Oh, no, not that. A puppet. Oh, look, there's an angel, and she's holding a sign that says, Behold, the King of Kings.
That means they're king. Why, it's only a baby.
Is everyone here? Where are Weasel and Country Mouse?
We are here!
Well, we're waiting. What news?
Well, you see, Badger, we learned a lot on our journey. We now know what Christmas is all about. It's amazing! At first, we thought that Christmas was about this really cool guy named Santa who we saw at the mall, and we thought he was the king. You should have seen all the people who were lined up to see him. We thought they were worshipping him.
Oh, we learned that Christmas is all about families getting together and decorating their homes and enjoying themselves as they await their king. The King of Kings who brings joy to their lives.
Weasel and Country Mouse continue to explain their adventure. The manger scene and discovering that the baby, Jesus, is the real meaning behind Christmas.
Seeing him with the angel really touched me too.
Enough! Mouse, I want to hear no more of this.
But Your Majesty, he is just a child in a manger. And there were kings who brought him gifts. He was sent down to earth to bring, well, to bring peace among men.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus. And when Jesus got older, he died for our salvation. He gave up his life to save us from sin.
All these years I've been walking down in the wilderness of self-centeredness and narrow-mindedness. I have been an evil badger with no compassion for my subjects, always thinking of myself and what I could take from others. My kingdom was at my feet, and everyone bowed to me. And I never knew there was something better, more beautiful. But now, my eyes have been opened, oh yes, in such a way that it struck this badger's brain and heart. I can't continue in my old ways. No, 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 no. The birth of this child, his innocence, his beauty, it's attracted royalty from faraway places. And now, the King of Pinewood, I'm a new badger, yes. I too bow down to this King of Kings, to this Jesus Christ. All hail the King of Kings!
Isn't that wonderful?
You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.